Geoffrey de Charny and Edouard de Beaujeu. Sir Edouard would assault the English on the right flank, where he had assembled over 1,000 crossbowmen and as many men-at-arms, while Sir Geoffrey and 500 men-at-arms charged straight down the hill at the English entrenchments. Sir Geoffrey was striding along the line, shouting at the knights and men-at-arms to dismount, but they did so reluctantly. They believed that the essence of war was the cavalry charge, but Sir Geoffrey knew that horses were no use against a stone tower protected by entrenchments, and he had learned the hard way that they were pitiably vulnerable to English arrows. The Oriflamme was unfurled, the sacred war pennant of France, a blood-red ripple of precious silk. The enemy knew that, unfurled, the Oriflamme instructed the French to take no prisoners, to kill everyone, though, doubtless, wealthy English knights would still be captured, for a corpse yielded no ransom. Still, the long, triple-tongued flag should put terror into English hearts. A trumpet sounded, and the crossbowmen started down the hill, each accompanied by a foot soldier holding a pavise, a huge shield that would protect the crossbowman while he reloaded his clumsy weapon.
"Montjoie Saint-Denis!" the Duke shouted France's war cry. They thumped their big drums, and a dozen trumpeters blared their challenge at the sky.